talk us through first up, what happened. It was a surreal day, but from your point of view, it went all right.
It went very well from my point. It was hot. I didn't expect that. The one horse that I have in the right lead didn't want to walk in the walk. So that was a shock for me. I finished the walk section in Aachen 30 seconds early. Here I was 6 seconds late. I was dumbfounded. And she didn't feel as forward in between the hazards as I'm used to. But once I got into the obstacles, people tell me she was in front of the other leader, and the result was good.
So the result was good. What was the atmosphere like at these All Tech World Equestrian Games? Huge crowds, glorious day, a real buzz?
It was amazing. You know, I felt like the crowd was totally chasing me on and encouraging me. And then at one hazard, I heard, "Go, Daddy," you know, which was, of course, my 9-year-old daughter. But it felt so good. The crowd here in Kentucky has been amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I gather this is it for you, as they say.
This is it. I waved goodbye as I left the 8th hazard to the spectators who've supported me so long, and I really appreciate it.
Easy decision to make or not?
Very easy. I've been competing for 25 years, and I'll stay involved in the periphery and maybe in sport governance, but I'm ready to stop competing.
But let's just also reflect on, very briefly, what's happened today. The sport, it's almost a sort of sad what's up at the events of earlier.
You know, I heard that there had been an incident and that the carriage was damaged in an unattractive fashion. Ysbren Chardon is an incredible man who's been a great driver. His family's always around the sport. His father was a top judge. But I can't imagine why anyone would bother doing something like that. And it clearly, you know, he drove on and made nothing of it, like the champion he is.
And for you, though, what a day to go out, though, and from your own point of view, no regrets, as they say.
No regrets. I felt so good when I finished. You know, such a great way to wind up.